Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz Daf Samech Ches in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shmini, in beginning of Halacha Ches. Zog the Mishnah. Ein loikhim avodim v'karkois ubeim otmeo midmei Shviz. You now I use the money of Shemitah to buy slaves and animals, because the midmei Shviz needs to be used for food, and this is not food. Im lokach yoichel kenegdom. If he did take, he needs to buy food kenegdom and use them and treat them in Gdusha Shviz. And Reb Chaim brings over here two explanations, either just a knas, because he misused the money of Shviz, or it's an actual chilul, that he's going to replace what the value of the avodim beim are to the money of Shemitah. Continues the Mishnah, Ein mevim kine zovim, vekine zovois, vekine yoldos. These are the korbonos that come from birds, for the zovim, zovos, and yoldos, for the ones who give birth, and they are not being eaten. So now I use them in midmei Shviz. If he did bring, he has to exchange it for money. Ain't sochim kalim b'shem shashviz. He's not allowed to anoint and use the oil of Shemitah for kalim. If he didn't use it, it's not considered to be food. So then he has to be oichel kenegdo. Says the Mishnah, oil shesochoy b'shem shashviz. He took leather and he put on it oil of Shemitah. You have to burn it. You're not allowed to enjoy it. He just eats kenegdom and then he can enjoy the leather. The reason for the machlekes is Reb Elazar holds that in leather you can squeeze the oil out, so the oil is considered to be bein. When it comes to the time of the beer, you have to get rid of it. Reb Elazar holds it's not considered to be that the oil is bein. It's not there. It's not nikar. It's not part. It becomes part and parcel of the leather, and therefore from now on you can enjoy it and you don't have to get rid of it. They told Rabbi Akiva, look what Rabbi Elazar says, that if you have leather with oil, you have to get rid of the oil. Be quiet, I'm not going to tell you what Rabbi Elazar really said about it. I know what he said, I'm not going to share it with you. And the Gemara is going to explain what he was referring to. They told in front of Rabbi Akiva something else. Someone eats a bread of a kusi, it's as if he's eating basar chazir. When your rabbanu regoiz not to eat the bread of a kusi, and it's as if he's eating basar chazir as the laf in the Torah. Amar lehem shtoiku, be quiet, lo yamar lachem ma Reb Elazar ma Rabbanu. I can tell you where Reb Elazar said in it, and the Gemara is going to explain what he's referring to. Merchat sheusko beteven v'kasha shviz. If someone warmed the bathhouse with a straw of Shemitah, and you're not supposed to do that, but if it was already done, so you could, once it was already done, you can go and bathe in it. Now a person enjoys his own enjoyment. It's an enjoyment that you allow to enjoy the parish mitzvah, but this is not done the right way. Once it was done, one can use it. If he's Adam Choshev, he should not do it. Why should not do it? Prime brings here two explanations. Either pshat is Adam Choshev, people should not learn from him. People will think you're allowed to do it l'chatchila. Or you're allowed to enjoy it only if the owner of the bathhouse is not making money in it, because le'ochlov lo l'schoyro, you now make schoyro out of pure shviz. Adam chashuv is using the bathhouse is automatically schoyro. Even if he's not paying for it, the people see that this adam chashuv is using it, and the owner of the bathhouse is benefiting from it. Says the Gemara, that's some chesam with base. On my base, you see from here, she'osu likach lo'isho midmei shviz. You're not allowed to do kiddushim with midmei shviz for the same reason that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to buy avodim with midmei shviz. Telachen, the reason is, ma ben ha-koine isho, ma ben ha-koine shivcho. What's the difference between his mikadish ha-isho or his koine ha-shivcho, his koine a maidservant? The point is, he's not using it for a chilo, and you cannot use the midmei shviz for that purpose. The Gemara continues quoting the Mishnah in Sochim Kelim b'shem ha-shviz. Says the Gemara, Tani, Shemen Shashviz, the Bible says, the oil Shviz, Ein Choysmin Boy Tonur Vikiraim, you don't strengthen with it. An oven, two types of oven, Tonur and Kiraim, two types of oven. Put the oil, it makes the oven stronger, so even though you're using it for food, but at the end of the day, the main purpose is to make the oven stronger. Filoi Sochim Boy Min Olim Vesandolim, you're not allowed to anoint with it shoes and sandals. In addition, person not anoint his, even though you're allowed to use oil to anoint your body, but if the leg is in the shoe and he puts oil on the leg with the shoe, he's really anointing the shoe together with the leg, and therefore it's also because it's going directly to the shoe. Aval sachu is raglo even noistotech min olo toch sandolo. One thing he could do, he can anoint his foot with oil, put oil, spread oil on his foot. And then while the foot is still wet, he can put it into his shoe, and he may the shoe will benefit. But it's indirect, and therefore it's mutter. Sach shemen u'misagel agabei kavktalyo ve'ein ochoishish. Similarly, a person can put oil on his body, and then he can roll over a kavatalyo, which is a piece of leather, and it's not choishish, even though he's giving benefit to the leather, it's indirect, it's okay. Says the Gemara, le'tneno agabei tavlo shel shayish l'isagel bo. But he should not put it on the tavlo, on something, and then roll on top of it. Even if the item he's putting on is shayish, is marble, which does not absorb the oil at all. Still, don't put the oil on it and then go roll on it, because it looks like he's putting the oil for the shayish. Shimon Gamliel matir. Shimon Gamliel says it's matir because the oil is not absorbed at all, so then you're allowed to do it. That's really considered to be as if he's putting the oil directly on his body. Says the Gemara, Loi oyma lechem ma omar bo. So Rabbi Kiva said, when we mentioned, Rabbi Lazar said, that when a person put oil into leather, he needs to get rid of it. So says Rabbi Kiva, I'm not going to tell you what he said. So the Gemara says two explanations, what does Rabbi Kiva mean? Says the Gemara, Or shesach b'shem in ma amar bo Rabbi Lazar. What did Rabbi Lazar really say regarding or that has oil in it? Omar bo yisei v'tzmoyso sh'oysa ish yisarfu. The lashon of Rabbi Lazar was, that not only you have to get rid of the oil, you have to burn the oil, but also the bones of the person who did it will be burned as well. And that's a very strong language. And that's where Kiva did not want to share. Kiva says that Rabbi Lazar was very, very strict about this. Not only did not allow to put the oil on the leather, and he says you have to get rid of it, he really gave a curse to the person who does it. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shav acho amar mutter, the exact opposite. Not only their blazer is not machmir, he's actually mekel. He holds, you could put the oil in the leather. And Rabbi Kiva says, you guys say nimer blazer, it's usur. I don't want to tell you what he really said. I heard from him that it's mutter. I'm just not going to share with you. According to our gear, so the Gemara goes on, it says, v'oid omu lefano v'oichel paskusi, that we said that a person eats a bread of a kusi is like eating basar chazir. And that's what the Mishnah quoted Rabbi Lazar saying. So says the Gemara, Omar Rabbeinu Zoy Samer also likach bitoy shel Amoritz. You see from here, you can't marry the daughter of Amoritz. How do we get to a daughter of Amoritz? So really the Vilna Goyim fixes the gear. So instead of saying bitoy, he says pitoy with a pay, meaning the bread of Amoritz. The same way we say you cannot eat the bread of a kusi, even though a kusi is a geira emes, but why do we say that? Because we treat the kusi like an Amoritz. So every Amoritz, you're not allowed to eat his bread as well. Reb Chaim says, but you could explain it to the daughter as well. Because the reason you now eat the bread of a goy is because you may come to marry the daughter. So, and we're saying that a kusi, even though he's a geri emes, but we treat him like a goy, he said not to eat his bread, he may not to marry his daughter. Because we know that it's also to eat the bread of a ma'aretz, and we can learn from a kusi as well, because we're treating the kusi as a ma'aretz, that means you should not marry a daughter of a ma'aretz. It's all a part of the same equation, that all included, wherever you can't eat the bread, you can't marry the daughter. So then they told Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, "Lo yamar lechem ma'amar bo." I'm not going to tell you what he really said. It says the Gemara of Chizkiya b'shem Rav Acho, "Mati Ariyah Blazer chametim shel kusim la'achar Pesach miyad." Says what Rabbi Blazer, we know Rabbi Blazer is that chomet shavu la'Pesach you're not allowed to enjoy it. If you have a chomet of a kusi right after Pesach, you're allowed to enjoy it. Why? Even though we're suspicious, they're chashudim that they don't get rid of their chomets. But right after Pesach, you assume they probably exchanged their chometz with the chometz of a goy. So every chometz which is in the hands of the kusi today, meaning right after Pesach, you assume it's not their chometz and you can take it. So what do you see from here? You see, our blazer doesn't not say you're not allowed to eat the bread of a kusi. Because he says even right after Pesach, you can take the bread of a kusi. So you see from here, the blazer holds that the bread of a kusi is mutter. So according to this gear, so that's Rav Chaim is naked. What the Gemara is telling us over here is there was two things mentioned in the name of our blazer. The first thing was regarding the oil of Shemitah going into leather. And the other is machlokes, what did Rabbi Kiva hold, Rabbi Lazar says? Was he very machmir or he was very mekel? Then there's another thing in the name of Rabbi Lazar regarding eating the pas of a kusi. And Rabbi Kiva said, I'm not going to tell you what he said. And this Gemara tells us, we know Rabbi Lazar is very mekel. He's lenient and he holds you allowed to buy a pas of a kusi. The Vilna Gaon has a little different shot over here, and he says the last two lines of the Gemara are discussing what Rabbi Kiva hold in Rabbi Lazar regarding the bread of a kusi. So after we mentioned that a pasal kusi is usur, Rabbi Kiva said, I can tell you what he said. So what did he say? So the first Madama says, Rabbi Yossi, that not only he said that a pasal kusi is usur, but even a pasal amoritz is also usur. He's very machmer. And Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Acha says, what Rabbi Akiva is telling you is that he holds that the bread of the kusi is mutter, as we mentioned before. But according to this shot, it's a machlekes, the same way he had a machlekes before. On the previous sentence of Rabbi Akiva, is he coming to tell us Ablazer is more machmir or more mekel? We have a machlekes also the second sentence of Ablazer, if he's coming to be more machmir or coming to be more mekel. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shvi'is Daf Samaches.